The history of the Rechabites. The history of the holy hermit Zosimus and the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab. There was a certain amazing and virtuous man who, while dwelling in the desert for 40 years, did not eat bread, did not drink wine, and did not see the face of a mortal. His name was Zosimus, and he earnestly was entreating God by night and by day to show him where he had translated the blessed ones, the sons of Jonadab, who were taken away from worldly life in the days of Jeremiah the prophet, and where God had made them dwell. And when the Lord saw the self-humiliation of this blessed one, Zosimus, for the sake of the blessed ones, then God heard his prayer and granted his request. And on one of the days while he was praying, a voice came to him, and an angel came toward him and said to him, Zosimus, O man of God, I have been sent to you from the height of heaven to guide you and to show you the way that you may journey and see the blessed ones as you petition the Lord. However, do not boast in your mind thinking thus, Behold, for 40 years bread I have not eaten and wine I have not drunk, and the faces of men I have not seen, but only the face of angels. Now approach. Then I left the cave, and I traveled with the angel for 40 days. I arrived at a certain place wearied and fatigued, and I collapsed from my exhaustion. Afterward, I prayed to God for 3 days, and a certain animal came and carried me away and traveled beneath me for many days until it reached the great ocean. And when I saw the great sea, I was amazed at its vastness and wondered, what would I do? And immediately a voice came to me saying, O man of God, never has a man proceeded farther or passed beyond me. Merely perceive this and understand it. And I looked and I saw in the midst of the sea something like a dense bulwark of cloud suspended upon the sea, and the top of the cloud extended to the height of heaven. And I thought that perhaps the Blessed One were in the midst of it, because I heard the voice from the midst of the cloud which said, Father Zosimus. Then realizing my misconception, I praised and gave thanks to God, to him who makes mute natures to speak, to him who makes everything easy. Then I prayed to the Lord to deal with me as it pleases his will, and suddenly two luxuriant and very stately trees, larger than any I had ever seen, appeared on the shore of the sea. And then one of the trees bent down by itself, and I securely grasped its branches, and it stretched out toward the height of heaven, and lifted me up and carried me in its summit until the cloud was beneath me. And also that other tree bent itself down toward it, and the one from here curved its summit, and held me out to the one which was from the other side, and descending it dropped me in the midst of it, and thus, by God's guidance, I passed over the great ocean and the cloud, and I rested in that place for 3 days, while the praise of God did not cease from my mouth. Then I arose and traveled through the land that was in the midst of the sea. It was pleasant and beautiful and filled with luxuriant trees, and there were bearing pleasant and fragrant fruits. It was like a large and vast island, without a mountain or hill, adorned with flowers and filled with many and delightful pleasures. While observing the beauty of that land, I approached a little ways and saw a certain naked man who was seated, and I was afraid because of his appearance, but said, Peace to you, my brother. Then he replied and said, Come in peace, and joy be with you, for I know that you are a man of God, otherwise you would not have been allowed to enter here. And again he asked me, Have you come from the world of vanity? Then I said to him, In truth, I come from the world of vanity, in order to see all of you. However, tell me, why are you naked? But he said to me, You are he who is naked, and you do not discern that your garment is corrupted. But my own garment is not corrupted. If you wish to see me, however, come, gaze toward the height of heaven. And while gazing above, I saw his face to be like the face of an angel. And my eyes were dimmed from fear, and I fell upon the land. And then he approached me and grasped me by my hands and raised me up upon my feet, and he said to me, Do not fear, for I am one of the blessed ones whom you have earnestly desired to visit. But come with me, and I shall take you to the holy blessed ones, my brother. And traveling with me, holding my hands, he asked me concerning the world and all that is in it. And then he brought me to the assembly of the blessed ones. And after watching them, I fell to the land and worshipped them. It was the assembly of elect ones, comprising both splendid youths and honorable holy ones. And when the blessed ones saw me, they greatly marveled and asked each other simultaneously, "My brothers, has the end of the world arrived, and consequently a man was able to come here?" And all of them rose up and prayed and petitioned the Lord to inform them of the reason for my incursion among them. And God heard their prayer, and I watched, and behold, two angels descended from heaven, stood above the assembly of the blessed ones, and said to them, "The end has not yet arrived. Do not be afraid by the coming of this man who is among you. He will remain among you for 7 days. Ride out for him and inform him about all of God's providence respecting you, and that he visits with you. However, that man shall soon go out from you and return to his place rejoicing." And after the angels said these things to them, they ascended to heaven. Then the blessed ones rejoiced and received me in peace. And the holy ones, the blessed ones, delivered me to an attendant. And the holy ones said to him, "Keep him, this our brother, with you for 7 days." And the holy attendant received me and brought me to his tent, and I sat with him under these fair trees. And in his presence I took delight in the delight of his prayers. For that place is like the paradise of God, and the blessed ones are like Adam and Eve before they sinned. They fast from the ninth hour until the ninth, and then they eat what they need from the fruits of these trees. For water which is sweet and delightful as honey flows from the roots of the trees, and each one drinks what he needs. And immediately they stop eating. From the ninth hour on they live alone. When these families of the blessed ones heard what was happening on my account, and when they were told by their brothers, "Behold, a certain man has come out from the world of vanity," then they began to be disturbed, and all of the fair families of the blessed ones came persistently in order to see the phenomenon, since amazement possessed them because of me. And they incessantly questioned me concerning this world, and I repeatedly told them. From the weariness, duration, and pain of the manner of questioning, my soul quivered, and I was unable to speak, because neither by night nor by day did they leave me alone to rest. And I asked that attendant and said to him, "I ask you, O blessed one, do me a kindness. If they come to you and question you concerning me, tell them, 'He is not here,' so that I may rest, because my soul is greatly harassed." And that holy attendant, when he heard this request from me, cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Oh, my blessed fathers, misfortune is counted to me on this day. Behold, I am almost like Adam in paradise. For he, through the advice of Eve, transgressed the commandment. And this man, through his evil advice, which he reveals by asking something that would cause me to sin, said to me, 'Lie and say to your companions that I am not here. Cast out this man from here so that he shall not implant lies in our place of captivity.' And many noble elders and spiritual youths who were like the angels of heaven assembled, formed an assembly and said to me, 'O man of sin, go, exit from among us. We do not know how you prepared yourself so that you were able to come among us. Perhaps you wish to deceive us as the evil one deceived our father Adam.' However, I, miserable Zosimus, fell upon my face before them, and with mournful tears entreated them earnestly, and said, 'Have mercy upon me, blessed ones, and forgive me of my offense, O earthly angels.' And after I entreated them earnestly and abundantly, with difficulty they had mercy upon me, and all of them became very silent, and after a short time they said to me, 'Tell us, our brother, all of those things which transpired so that you were able to visit us. Be at rest and do not fear.' Then I told them the entire story, in what manner I requested God, 'Show me your place.' Then the elders responded to me, 'And now, our beloved God, since God has answered you and you have seen us and our place, what do you wish?' Then I said to them, 'I beg you from your blessedness to write for me the history of how your entrance here was possible, so that your history may be a good introduction and a beautiful example for everyone who wishes to be guided by the fear of God.' And they took tablets of stone and wrote on them as follows, 'Hear, all of you, who are in the world of vanity, and perceive all the providence which has occurred after this manner. We are called the sons of Rechab. We are from you, and behold, we departed from your world to this place in which we are today. For in that time when Jeremiah the prophet announced and prophesied the ravaging and devastation of Jerusalem because of the sins of the sons of Israel, then, behold, shortly thereafter the destroyer came to ravage and slay them. Then Jeremiah the prophet rent his garments and was clothed in sackcloth and sprinkled dust upon his head. And he showed to the common folk the way of goodness and urged them to return to the Lord. Then our father Jonadab, the son of Rechab, heard how the prophet charged, "Do not eat bread and do not drink wine until the Lord hears your petition." And our father said to us, "We must not eat bread, and we must not drink wine, and we must not put on a garment. We must obey his word." And we said to him, "We will all do as you have charged us." And then we removed the garments from our bodies and did not eat bread and did not drink wine and lamented with a great lamentation. And we offered prayers to God, and he accepted our petitions, and he turned back from his fierce anger. And after King Josiah died, another king ruled after him. And when he assembled together all the people of the Jews, some men spoke to him because of us. "There is here a family which is from us, but they do not act like us. And they are naked and neither eat bread nor drink wine." Then the king dismissed them, and he summoned us. And when we came in before him, the king asked us, "Who are you, and which family are you from?" Then we answered him, "We are from this, your people, and from the city, Jerusalem, and we are sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab." And when Jeremiah the prophet, in the days of the king who was before you, exhorted the common folk to repent, our father heard the word of the prophet and warned and charged us not to eat bread, nor drink wine, or be anxious again about garments, or dwell in houses. And God heard his prayer, and he removed his anger from the city. And we loved him with all our souls, and girded ourselves with his kindness. And this, his love, was pleasing in our eyes, so that in this way we shall be leisurely naked all our days. And the king said to us, "You are doing well, but now mix with your people, and put on your garments, and eat bread, and drink wine, and forsake the Lord. And behold, you will be obedient sons of our kingdom." But we answered the king, "We shall never break our promises to God, and we shall not cease from obeying the covenant with him forever." And the king raged against us and charged that all of us be imprisoned in prison. And while we were in prison, we kept vigil by prayer before God. On the first night, a brilliant light showed upon us, and the angels of God in glorious form appeared to us. And they led all of us out from prison and placed us in the air that is above the land, and brought us to this place in which you now see us, and allowed us to dwell in it. And our virtuous wives, who with us had surrendered themselves to God, now abide separately among us in this land, while remaining as we do in a fast and prayer and praise to God. And after the angels of God brought us and placed us in this place, in the midst of the water of this great sea, God commanded, and the waters rose up from the deep abyss and encircled this place. And by the command of God, a cloud became the bulwark above the water and rose up as far as heaven. And according to his will, God assembled us on this island, and we did not scatter us upon the whole land. But God placed us on this holy land, and we are without sins and evil and abominable thoughts. And we are mortals, however, we are purified and spotless. And our souls and bodies are cleansed from all defilement, and we depend upon the hope of our Lord, and our sight is fixed continuously and unceasingly on the light of future life. And from prayer to God we are not silent by night and by day, for this offering of praise is our occupation. And God commanded, and this land brought forth for us pleasant and splendid trees, which are filled with lovely, marvelous, and abundant fruits. And again, from the roots of the trees flows sweet and delightful water, and from these fruits and water we take delight and rest and are sustained. There is not among us vineyards, grain, husbandry, wood, iron, houses, buildings, gold or silver, and neither stormy weather nor rain is with us, neither snow nor ice, and the sun does not shine upon us, because the cloud which encircles us is like a bulwark and restrains it. And the land in which we are is filled with a glorious light, so darkness and night do not enter it. And we possess a shining appearance and dwell in light. And there are among us men who take wives, and once only the man has intercourse with his wife. And then they are set apart from each other, and they remain in purity for the remainder of their lives. And the memory of the delight does not arise in the mind of any of us, but they remain all their days as those who grow up in virginity. But the wife conceives and bears two children. One of them is for marriage, the other grows up in virginity. And after this manner we have been commanded by God, and truly after this manner is our custom. But there is among us no one who measures the years. For the sake of those who daily live in purity and holiness, the years of their life shall increase, but the years of sinners shall decrease. And no one among us computes months and years, but we are naked, not as you suppose. For we are covered with the covering of glory, and we do not show each other the private parts of our body. But we are covered with a stole of glory, similar to that which clothed Adam and Eve before they sinned. We are nourished by the fruits of the trees at the ninth hour. Not that the hours are distinguished among us, but when the time for our nourishment arrives, the fruits of the trees come among us, although they do not fall by our will. And thus we are nourished from them sufficient to our need. And afterward we drink from the exceedingly good, sweet, and delightful water which comes out to us from the roots of the trees. And then the water returns and is gathered together in its original place. We have knowledge about you people who inhabit the world, and how you are. We know the works of the righteous and the works of the wicked, because the angels of God come among us continually and inform us concerning your deeds and the length of your life. We pray for you, petitioning God on your account, because we are also from your race and from the sons of Adam. And God set us apart and chose us according to his will, and he brought and placed us in the place in which we are now. And the angels of God dwell with us, and they announce to us those things which happen among you, and we rejoice at the good deeds which the upright who are among you do. And we grieve over the sinners and pagans who are in the world, and petition God constantly to restrain his anger concerning you. To us the holy angels of God announce both the incarnation of the Word of God, who is from the Holy Virgin, the Mother of God, and all those things which he provides and perfects and endures for the sake of the salvation of mortals. And then we worship and acknowledge and glorify him for the sake of the glory of his incarnate life. Then we ask you for your love, O people, that you will not be unfaithful when you chance to read this history. Do not surrender to the cruel and merciless ruler, but be shrouded by the secrets which were entrusted to you. And let this history be for you the salvation of your lives. Have regard to us in your hidden thoughts. Be imitators of our way of life. Pursue peace. Cherish the love that is unchangeable. And love purity and holiness. And you will be made perfect in all good things, and inherit the kingdom of God. We perceive that the holy fast of 40 days of our Lord has begun when the fruits of the tree are withheld and cease developing. And on each of the days of the holy fast, God causes to rain down upon us from heaven manna, similar to that which he gave to our fathers when he led them out of Egypt. We learn that the holy Passover will arrive when these trees among us flourish and produce magnificently sweet and abundant fruits. Then we know that the Passover of our Lord has arrived. But on the feast of our Lord's resurrection, from the grave we watch for 3 days and three nights. Then we are filled with gladness and rejoicing, perceiving that the holy feast of the resurrection of our Lord has arrived. And with a spiritual cheerfulness we rejoice while celebrating with the holy angels. Likewise also we exult and sing praises during all of the noble and saving feasts of the providence of our Lord. And all the assembly which are above us and all the heavenly hosts rejoice with us in these feasts. And again we announce to you, O brothers, that among us there is no sickness, pain, fatigue to our bodies, mutilation, weariness, or temptations. Not even Satan's power can touch us, for there is not among us rage, jealousy, evil desire, or hateful thoughts, but we experience only quietness and gladness, and exhibit love and affection toward God and each other. And the soul of each of us is not wearied or sorrowful, or wishes to stay behind when the angels of God come to guide it from the body. But we are glad and rejoice, and the holy angels rejoice with us, and they are sent out after the soul of each of us. As the bride rejoices over her betrothed bridegroom, so the soul rejoices at the good news of the holy angels. For they, the angels, say to it nothing except this alone, O pure soul, your Lord is calling you to come to him. Then the soul with great rejoicing leaves the body to meet the angel, and seeing that pure soul which has just left the body, all the holy angels unfold for it their shining stoles, and they receive it with joy, saying, Blessed are you, O pure soul, and blessed, for you have thoroughly done the will of God, your Lord, and this is how he brings his providence to each one of us. The soul discerns and knows the day of its departure through a revelation from the holy angels. And we live an extremely long time, and the extent of our life is not brief and short as with you. When the holy angels are sent among us, in this beautiful order of which we have informed you, they visit among us. However, first they come to our elders, and when the blessed ones see the angels who have come, they immediately with joy entreat so that all the blessed brothers assemble. And when all the people have assembled, immediately with praise we come with the angels to the place in which the bodies are buried. And because we have nothing to use for digging, the angels themselves make a sepulcher for the body. And again, when all of these souls have completed their time, then they are separated from our assembly, and each departs with great joy. And all of us with exultation come near to it, and offer it peace in the kiss of the Lord, while it is being conducted and led to the grave by the holy angels. And then the soul of our blessed mother leaves the body in which it had settled, and with joy, far removed from mourning, it approaches and comes to the holy angels and ascends up to God with joy. But we with one accord see the soul when it leaves the body, clearly and plainly. The appearance of the soul when it leaves the body is the likeness of a glorious light, informed and imprinted in the likeness and type of the body, and it is spiritually flying. And while we are looking at that holy and spotless soul, the holy angels carry it away and salute it, and thus it ascends and goes up from us in glory. And after it ascends with them and passes into the region of the power of the highest heavens, then other orders of angels receive it with joy. And the archangels salute it, and afterwards they stretch out to it their hands and lead it to the thrones and dominions that are above them. And thus it goes up and ascends until it enters before and worships the Lord. And when the highest order of cherubim and seraphim receive it, they rise to the gate of the Holy Trinity. Then the Son of God receives that soul from their hands and brings it forward so that it may worship the Father. And when the soul falls down upon its face to worship before God, then the revelation is revealed to us, and all of us fall upon the land and worship the Lord with the soul. And when God makes that soul rise from its worship, we also rise to our feet. And then God sends that soul to a stately mansion to await the day of resurrection for the rest of our community. Then we also go away from the body of that soul of our brother to our own assembly, and complete the service through praises to the Holy Spirit. And so we have engraved upon these tablets and sent them to you through the hands of our brother Zosimus. And again, God, our Creator, has given us this privilege. We hear the voices of the spirits and the praises of the angels, the hosts and the heavenly orders, who continually praise God. When they praise God, so also we in our land praise Him. And the angels receive and transmit our prayers and our praises by entering and worshiping in love before that divine and mystic throne, which knows secrets. And thus, by the aid of the angels and the heavenly hosts, our prayers pass on and find entrance before God. This is all of our manner of life. And we are truly called the blessed ones because we experience the benevolence of God. And we write and send these tablets to you, O people who dwell in the world of vanity, through the hands of our brother Zosimus, who entered among us for your sake through the mercies of God and remained with us for 7 days. And accompanying him, we traveled with him until we came to the shores of the great ocean. And then all of us together knelt down upon the shores of the sea and prayed and petitioned God to be for our brother Zosimus a guide and a refuge. And then immediately, in a moment, a white cloud appeared above the sea and its top extended to the highest summit. And we praised God, confessing that it is easy for him to do everything. Then suddenly, two trees appeared in the middle of the sea, and by a command of God, one of these trees bent down toward me, Zosimus. And it held me securely in its branches and stretched itself out to the height of heaven and carried me and lifted me gently unto the summit and the top of that white cloud. And that second tree bent down towards me. Then that first one now bent its head. And that second one also bent down towards me and lifted me up. and brought me to dry land, and again I crossed the ocean, the great sea, and that cloud. And I gave thanks, and I praised the merciful God who fulfills the desires of those who fear him, and who hears their petition and saves them. And suddenly that animal arrived and carried me, and brought me to the cave while I praised and exalted God, who had answered me and heard my petition, and fulfilled my desire. To him be praise, Amen, from heavenly and earthly beings for all time. Amen.